It's a beautiful day if you're a duck. Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick at Lincoln Financial Field as the 6-1 Eagles meet the 0-7 San Francisco 49ers. Beathard looks, dumps it over the middle, intercepted on a deflection, picked off by Rodney McLeod.
And this is exactly what this Eagles bunch needed to kickstart this football game.
Beathard takes the snap, he's back, he steps up, too late, he's sacked, and this time it is Fletcher Cox. Low snap, back goes Mostert, he fires, and it's intercepted, Mills, down the left side, he cuts back at the 15, he's running across the field, he gets a block, he cuts back, he's in for the touchdown, Jalen Mills, magnificent! This is a 51-yard attempt, spotted, kick, it's got the distance. It's gone again! Wentz takes the snap, he's back. He is floating it for Jeffrey, who has it on his feet at the 10, 5, touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey! And as the second tick off the scoreboard, the teams congregate at the center of the field, and it has been a very one-sided game. There are still some concerns, but the Eagles nevertheless defeat the San Francisco 49ers 33-10 to hold on to the best record in the National Football League as they go to 7-1.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast. Instant reaction, Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with you from a rainy Lincoln Financial Field, but a very happy one. The Eagles taking care of business on Sunday, 33-10 over the San Francisco 49ers, as everyone expected. A great podcast for you here as we go inside the locker room and talk about this team's 7-1 start, 6 straight wins, as the Eagles hit the midway point of the 2017 season with the very best record in the NFL. On this Sunday, the offense taking a back seat in a way to a defensive performance that was absolutely overwhelming, holding the Niners to just 106 yards total in the first half, 2 takeaways, including a Jalen Mills interception and a dazzling return for a touchdown, 37 yards. The Eagles also getting a couple of quarterback sacks and just dominating the line of scrimmage. Philadelphia really struggling early in the game offensively until the burst late in the first half, 2 touchdowns in the final 2 minutes, along with a 2-point conversion, and everybody pretty happy on this day. Let's go into the locker room now. We begin with Jalen Mills, Eagles cornerback, second-year player making terrific strides, had the big interception. Also, he believes that the camaraderie of the locker room is what has propelled this Eagles team to such a good start.
I think it's just a true brotherhood, you know, and I honestly say that not saying just because, you know, it's a football team and we work together and, you know, that's what the regular person says, you know. Every week we have a defensive dinner where it's the whole defense going out to dinner and eating, you know, not even just talking about football, talking about life, joking about things, joking on each other, you know what I mean? So when you get that mutual love, it makes guys want to play for each other.
Was it really important for you to get into the end zone?
It was very important. If I didn't get in the end zone, Malcolm Swartz and Coach Unley, man, they would have been grilling me for the rest of the year, so I had to get in.
What was it like running with the football? You kind of reversed. It was like old days, right? Back in high school with football in your hands.
Kind of like that throwback football, you know, just try to get there any way possible, man. It was fun, man. It's been a long time since I got in the end zone, so it was definitely a great feeling.
When is the last time you got in the end zone?
High school, man, like my sophomore year.
And what did you do after this? Did you have a celebration planned?
I had one, man, but Derek jumped on me. Malcolm jumped on me. They ended up making me fall. So me and Rod kind of had a little handshake we did, and that was about it. I couldn't get into my celebration.
I know you've done it many times today already, but tell me about the interception.
Just great film study. Pierre Garçon was the best route runner and possession receiver that they had. And, I mean, that quarterback's been going at him a lot, you know what I mean? Just trusting him, you know, watching film study. As soon as I got the stem that I've been seeing all week on the single receiver side, just kind of set up my feet, broke on the ball, and trusted my safety over the top just in case something else was to happen, and got the ball in my hands.
Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
What does it mean for an Eagles team that's expected to beat San Francisco as it did? We went to linebacker Nigel Bradham for his perspective on that and a defense coming together despite a lot of injuries. Here's Nigel Bradham and his perspective. Nigel, you know, everybody said you were going to come out and beat this team up, and you did. So what does that say about the Eagles?
We're just staying focusing on us. I think that's the main thing. I mean, everybody's worried about us trying to come in and maybe overlook this team or something like that, or look for us to have a, you know, slow start or something to happen, you know. We was going to get their best shot at the end of the day. We was on the top teams in the league, and they wanted to get their first win. So it pretty much was one of those type of mentalities. We knew we was going to have to come out and be able to make plays.
You think the Eagles are one of the best teams in the league? That's the mentality here.
Oh, for sure. No doubt.
Have you ever been on a team like that?
It's my first time, and I'm enjoying it.
What is the feeling?
It's amazing, man. It's just great to see the potential and growth that we have. I mean, we're doing good right now. Everybody's steady working to get better. Everybody's steady working to get better each and every week. We want to improve as a team each and every week. I think that's what's making us a better team and the growth in us as a team as compared to last year. And it's really been working well for us, man. Nobody's selfish, and everybody wants everybody to succeed. You can see the love and passion. Everybody's celebrating with everybody. Anytime anything happens. I mean, it's just amazing to see, man, and it's really fun.
You guys seem to have the same high level of energy. I mean, that's really hard to find in the NFL.
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's the chemistry and working with these guys every day, man. They make it fun for you to go out there and play with them. I think that's why the energy is always there every week, because if we feed off of each other, somebody make a play and we feed off of that energy, and it's just everybody just keep feeding off of it and just builds up. And throughout the game, it just keeps going. It gets high all the way up to most we can get it, like a bottle full of energy. And we just pass it around, man. It's amazing.
You look at the Niners before the game and you go, okay, there's a rookie quarterback there. Does that make you salivate?
It definitely make you feel like we don't want no rookie to beat us, especially get his first win against us. And that was one of the things, like, we just had that mentality, man. We was going to be a veteran team like we are, and our guys was going to step up and play. And we know we got a lot of injuries, and we came into this week knowing that, so we made sure everybody got extra prepared. Guys were doing a little bit more studying here, a little bit more stuff after practice, and things like that, man. I feel like that stuff comes into play for us.
And one last one. How did it work with Joe at middle linebacker, with Malcolm working in as the nickel? The whole configuration changed. How did it work?
It worked out well. I think you've seen it. We was all able to make plays. When the time was called on us to make our plays, we were all there to make our plays. And I think that's huge, man. And like I said, even we can do that, we can switch guys around like that because we have chemistry so well. Everybody can't do that. I've been on teams where you can't do that because one guy doesn't know how well this guy plays certain techniques or something like that, you know. But when you got tremendous athletes like we got and guys who understand the defense as a whole, we can interchange everybody. Guys can play this position, guys can play that position, and you know what to expect from them. And I think that's what it is.
Thank you.
No problem.
Join the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling run-walk event to fund autism research. It's a day for the entire region to become a team, have fun, and together advance autism research. For more info, visit EaglesAutismChallenge.org.
Fletcher Cox, probably having the best season of his Eagles career, had a sack, had a couple of quarterback hurries, had some hits on overmatched rookie C.J. Beathard, who was just pummeled in the pocket, sacked four times, threw for just 167 yards, and the two interceptions, a passer rating of 46.9 on this Sunday. Fletcher Cox, Eagles defensive tackle, on being 7-1.
I mean, it feels great. We were 7-9 last year, so we're not going to say where we want to be. We just have to keep pushing. You know, we can take this game right here and build from it and get ready for next week.
So you're the hunted team now. You know you're going to get everybody's best shot. So what does it say about a team today that you go out and you take care of business?
Well, you just have to, you know, stay humble the way we are. And we know that, you know, we're the team to beat now, and we're going to get everybody's best game on, you know, each week in and week out. So we just have to stay together, man, and just play together as a team. You know, that's what we've been doing.
Is this your best football of your career?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think I've been playing, you know, a whole lot better than I have in the previous years. I think 2 years ago or something, I had a really good year. But, you know, it's just one of those things where you just got to take it and build on it.
One of the great things about this Eagles defense is that everyone is playing a part. The defensive depth has been very apparent, especially along the defensive line. Bo Allen, defensive tackle, a couple of big stops on third down as the Eagles got off the field when they had to on this Sunday. And for Bo Allen, part of the reason he thinks for the Eagles' great success, every corner of the roster has a chance and is taking advantage of it to step on up.
I think if I could just put one word on, say like unflappable, pretty good word in my opinion, but just not really fazed by anything that happens, whether it be short field or people going down with injuries, things like that. I think those kind of things have actually brought us together. It's been an impressive performance from us so far, I think.
Do you feel like everybody on the roster feels like they have a part in the success of the team?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're a really tight-knit group, and you know, it doesn't really matter who's out there. I think we have a lot of guys that are just get it done kind of guys. I like to say, just, you know, when they're on the field, they're just going to get it done. It doesn't really matter who's out there, you know, what
what the situation is. We have a lot of guys that just get it done, and that's what we've seen so far.
Why this success against the run?
Like I said, I mean, I think that's more of a mentality than anything. One thing I've been really impressed, when you hear about people stopping the run, you usually think of D-lines or front seven and things like that. But one thing I've been incredibly impressed with, I got to give a shout out to our DBs and our back end, because they've done an unbelievable job coming up and stuffing the run. You see Malcolm filling like he's a linebacker, and, you know, P. Rob had a TFL today, and guys like that. I think it's just a lot of great pursuit to the ball and more of a mentality than anything. And the DBs have done an unbelievable job tackling.
What's the camaraderie like in the locker room? 7-1 football team, 6 straight wins.
I mean, you see it for yourself. I think the way we play kind of speaks to our camaraderie and the way we play for each other. And, you know, when you see guys that play really hard, it's because they really care about each other. And I think that's really showing up on the field.
Feel like the best is still to be attained?
The best is always yet to come, Spuds.
Good, man. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I'm Eagle safety Rodney McLeod.
This is defensive end Derek Barnett.
This is linebacker Nigel Bradham of the Philadelphia Eagles, and you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
These defensive guys, they are all over the field.
All right, now how about the offense? Not a pretty day for the Eagles, who struggled to run the football until late in the game. Carson Wentz, after so many just great performances, calmed down just a bit today. The Niners had some pressure successfully, particularly on the left side where Halapalavati Vaitai took some time to settle in. Wentz, 18 of 32, 211 yards, sacked 3 times, 2 touchdown passes, an 84.2 rating, and one of those touchdowns, a 53-yarder to Alshon Jeffrey, who had 2 catches for 62 yards. On this one, Jeffrey leaping high for the catch and then getting into the end zone for the touchdown. I had a chance to go one-on-one with Alshon Jeffrey after the game. Alshon, big play down the field. How did it happen? And what's the key to coming down with the football in that situation?
Like I said earlier, I did gave Carson a route. He changed it to the correct route after I had a miscommunication on it. But he corrected me. I did a great job just working him at the line. He did a great throw. And the rest, I just did the rest, like just trying to just catch it. That's all I was focusing on. Once I caught it, I see the defender fell. I'm like, yeah, I got to score.
What was the route you thought you were supposed to run?
It was supposed to be a little stop route, but I mean, he changed it to a go route, so it worked out.
The feeling you have when you score a touchdown, Alshon, and especially in a moment like that when the Eagles kind of really needed it?
Just thankful, man. Just thank God. Just humble. And I would just say patience. Just stay patient and just keep working hard. Just patience and time. And that's all I can say.
This is why you came to Philadelphia. A 7-1 record, opportunity for big plays. How does it feel halfway through the season?
It feels great. We just got to stay in the moment. Just keep working hard. Just one game at a time. We're not trying to look past no one. Just got to stay in the moment. Just keep working hard. Just stay focused. And what we can control, just keep working hard.
Another red zone touchdown for Zach Ertz, his 6th on the season. Ertz was targeted 6 times in the game. He had 4 catches for 34 yards and the score. And the big picture look from Zach Ertz, who's been saying for so long, I just want to make the playoffs and win. Personal stuff doesn't matter to me.
That's all we're really focused on right now. Guys have played in this league. A lot of guys have played in this league for a long time, and people here in Philly haven't had a lot of playoff success. We never won a playoff game in 5 years since I've been here, this being the 5th year. So all we're focused on is this next game and hopefully getting to the playoffs, hopefully win the playoff game. We're not looking forward to the playoffs. I mean, we got a great test this week against the Broncos, so we're excited about that.
But what does it say about a team to come in here and you take care of a team that you really should take care of? We've seen games, you've played games in the past where it didn't go that way.
Yeah, I mean, we were sloppy as an offense at the start, so I think seeing the defense kind of pick us up and allowing us to recover was huge. I mean, that's why football is such a team sport. No one's going to play perfect on both sides of the ball each and every week. There's going to be weeks where we're going to have to pick up the defense, so we're playing really good team football right now.
Here is head coach Doug Peterson after the game. Philadelphia 7-1, the best in the NFL.
Anytime, obviously, you win a game in this league, it's a special thing. They're hard to come by. And, you know, it's things that we talk about during the week that we just can't have any letdowns. The guys really respond to that. You know, obviously, pretty much rained the whole game. Maybe knock you off just a little bit with the forecast, with the weather, whatever. But guys really responded, did an outstanding job all game long. And to score 33 like that, it was pretty impressive for them. Well, first of all, it's a good defense. Very active on third down, really active on all downs. You know, blitzed us, at least rushed 5 on first down, brought a safety a couple times off the edge and inside backers a couple of times, and on third down is where they can really get after you and just created some edges, you know, some short edges. You know, we didn't execute the protection as well, got it fixed, and we're able to kind of hold it and piece it together, but at the same time, you know, we got to do better in that area. But 4 sacks and what, 6 or 7 3 and outs today, something like that off the top of my head. I mean, the way they put pressure on the quarterback, just a dominating performance, starts obviously with the defensive line. And you know, I thought in the back end they did a great job of cover, just tackling too in the open field. There were some great tackles in the open field, and Michael Kendrick stepped up, had a couple PBUs, and I thought overall it was a great team effort today.
And finally, Carson Wentz, after a bunch of A-plus efforts, settled down a bit today. Had some pressure, took some hits. The one interception led to a San Francisco 49ers touchdown. Some big plays, though, mixed in from Wentz, who understands that it takes the entire roster to build a championship-type team.
Being 7-1, you know, we like that. You know, we like that. That's a good place to be. You know, I think it's something we just got to keep building. There's a lot of things that we got to keep cleaning up. I know personally that's the same way, both physically and then mentally with some of the protection things tonight. We just got to keep building, but being 7-1, that's a good place to be. The weather was really not a big factor. You know, I thought the flow of the game for us offensively, we were slow. You know, we were sluggish early on, and they did some good things that kind of limited what we did offensively early on, and we just had to make some adjustments and stick to our game plan. But offensively, I know we got to be better. We got to be better, and starting off sluggish like that, two straight weeks, we got to get that cleaned up. Jalen's pick six, I mean, that's huge. That's a huge momentum swing, and that's the one thing. Good teams find a way to win ball games even when they play sluggish like we did offensively. But the ability to have those big plays like Alshon's touchdown, that's just a big part of this team. You know, we're a big play team, and we're going to need those. Even going back to OTAs and training camp, that was the biggest thing we stressed, was everything was a competition to some extent. Shoot, we were doing stuff in the weight room competitively, you know, out and when we do agility drills or whatever, and then that would carry over into practice too. So that just building that competitive style of play and really everybody, I think, has paid dividends.
The Eagles rushing 31 times, 112 yards, led by Corey Clements, 10 carries, 54 yards, LeGarrette Blount, 16 carries, 48 yards, and a touchdown. The Eagles 7-1 at the midway point of this 2017 season, with a big one on tap next Sunday against the Denver Broncos, who come to Lincoln Financial Field. We'll have the midweek Eagles Live podcast for you. Make sure you tune in on Thursday. Thanks for joining us on this day, and thanks to Brian Thomas and Chris Stevens for putting this all together and making it fly. Speaking of flying, the Eagles 6 straight wins with another home game next Sunday before the bye week. Insider Dave Spadaro with you on this rainy day at Lincoln Financial Field. Final score once again 33-10. The Eagles overwhelming the 49ers and are now 7-1. Thanks so much for joining, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day and fly, Eagles, fly.